closing main breaker.
And you know what that means, boys and girls.
It's time for the Jingle Show.
Hey!
Yes, we are back!
Here we go!
All right. Well, it's the 19th of February.
Yep.
Here it is Sunday.
Sunday.
Got the mojo working.
Got the mojo
working. Mojo working today.
Finally got it working.
Finally, we got a good crowd here today. Jack Rhodes.
Hey, I'm here.
Robert.
Hello.
A guest from up north from the snowstorm of Boston or whatever.
Yep.
That's good. Engineer Eric.
Yeah.
All right. And Jimmy Doe.
Jimmy's here.
We got new listeners all over the place today.
Yep.
We got Philippines, South Korea, Costa Rica. I think Costa Rica might be my friend Maria down there. Caracas, Venezuela.
Caracas.
We do want to say, of course, Litchfield and Lambeth, London. Who have we figured out who's in London yet?
I think it was your person that wrote in and did some fan mail for you.
Okay. And, of course, we also have our very famous people, Hanger Dogs. Gene out there. Hanger Dogs. Yep. Listen, we want to make
Stitch and the
that,
crew.
Listen, we want to make sure that you guys that listen to Jimmy No Show go to Hanger Dogs because their last one, which is their third,
15,
February
yeah.
The 15th of February, is just about the funniest thing I've ever heard.
Fellow podcast.
No, Jimmy was getting ready to pack up and go out there and be the third seat because I tell you, his show is good.
Yeah.
All right, we got lots of things.
We got lots of things. And also, I did want to mention one more. Also, as always, since we do tend to be libertarian here, I do want to make sure we listen.
Slightly libertarian.
Is Steve Molyneux. He's the guy up in Canada. If you haven't heard, freedomain.com, and he goes on his blog spot, which is s.molyneux, which is the French spelling, even though he's not French, molineaux.blogspot. So you need to go there. So anyway, today, I didn't realize this also, almost all of our listeners are Windows users, which surprised me, since so many of the people do podcasts. You'd think it'd be more Mac users, but that's...
Pod works on Windows, too.
Yes, it does. That's right. So anyway, today, we're going to have some good fun. Today, we're going to talk about Cheney shooting.
Yeah, of course, Hanger Dogs did a bunch of that. We're going to take Curtis wanted us to call him, actually.
Oh, that's
so we
right.
Need to
Curtis
do that.
Is not here today, so yeah, we want to give him a phone call.
We'll
right.
Get him on the phone.
We'll get him in just a second. But we're also going to talk, so that you can fast forward past that if you need to.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk about the cartoons again. The cartoons are still in the news, if you can believe mm-hmm. Muhammad.
So the cartoons made me do it.
Made me do it. That's right.
It's the cartoons' fault.
That's right. And Jack Rhodes wants to talk a little bit about the Olympics.
Thanks.
The Olympic
we got
fever.
Olympic fever.
Olympic mania.
Mardi Gras goes on. We're going to talk a little bit about that.
Woo.
And we've got some sexual harassment news. Mm-hmm. Very important.
Yep.
And also want to talk a little bit about our government budget and how much they're spending on spaceflight. Because why?
Spaceflight.
Jimmy, mm-hmm. for years now, mm-hmm. has been trying to get his satellite up. And
you've got a prototype picture of it up
on our if you go to jimmydone.com, of course, mm-hmm. we have our prototype picture.
Mm-hmm.
And
your photos.
And with actual photos, not in flight. But I'm thinking about putting up one of those million pixel things so we can
sell off.
Well, our satellite, of course, will be emblazoned like a NASCAR automobile.
Right, with all the sponsors.
So with all the sponsors
right,
on
right.
it. So, and given a 212 power telescope on the right lighting, you too can see your ad on our satellite as
right,
it sails
so
through,
by,
as it
right,
whizzes
right.
by. Out
even midday.
Even midday. at about 24 kph.
Right.
And, as your telescope tries to track it and,
right.
and you hit somebody in the head with
right.
this thing.
There's some other things about space flight I want to talk about, too.
No, we're going to do that.
Big
so
show
anyway,
today. Big
well,
show.
Big show. Big show. Hopefully we can get through this quickly. Anyway, do we need to find a way to call Curtis right now?
I think you need some more help operating your telephone machine.
The telephone machine. That's right. Okay, I'm going to.
Oh, there he is. Hey, Curtis, how you doing?
I don't think so. No, okay, how do I do this? I just call him.
I think you hit call on the box.
Okay.
Call on the box.
And then you call the phone or something.
Wait a minute. Let me get through this.
There's some numbers on there. And so,
what's
like
his phone number?
Let's announce
okay,
that.
We'll have to. Yeah, really. It's area code 352.
555.
No. Of course,
do I have to dial 1?
Yes.
I do. For 352?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Trust me.
Okay. All right. Whatever you say.
Hang up.
Okay, and we'll
end
off
call.
This.
How
we'll
to
off
use
this.
A cell phone.
Right.
This is not a cell phone.
Not a cell phone?
It's not a cell phone. No. That's what I'm saying. That's why you have to dial 1. 666. Sign of the devil.
That's it. And is it going to come through my headphones?
It should. And,
and here we are. We got him on the phone. Hey.
Hello, Curtis.
All right, we're calling Curtis.
Hey there.
Hey, man.
Hey.
We're you're on. You're live on the Jimmy Dome Show.
Hi, all right. How's it going, Jimmy?
Jimmy doing great. We got Jack Rhodes.
Hey, I'm here.
We got Robert S.
You want to see something? Yeah, that'll work.
Okay, Robert S. is here as a guest from up north, and engineer and so forth. So we wanted to ask you. We've got some very important things to ask you.
All right.
First of all, about the Cheney thing. My question is. What if that guy, lawyer guy, as I say, they talked about this over at Hangar Dogs better than we could, but we want to get your touch on this. What happens if the attorney guy had died?
Well, to say that, a very prominent libertarian talk show host, whose name I won't mention, but it rhymes with Neil Bortz, said that if he dies, that he thinks that Cheney should be charged with a negligent homicide type charge. And we've brought this up a few times. We've seen several cases of negligent deaths around the United States that we reported on, and the subsequent prosecution of those people. For example, the ferry boat driver, and now the guy who was driving the bus full of
old people
out of Houston, and that turned into a ball of flame, and then they all died. Now the bus man's going to be charged, and so are the bus owners and such. Well, I've done a lot of thinking about it, and this is what I've come up with.
Okay.
In my opinion, if there is not criminal intent, that is, specific intent to commit the crime, then there should not be a jail sentence available.
It was an accident.
Well, of course, the question is, this is the other thing, is did the actual little BB or whatever it was cause the death? And, of course, I would imagine it would take an autopsy down to the quantum molecular level.
The Heisenberg uncertainty autopsy.
Yeah, I mean, if this guy died, you can bet he would be dissected molecule by molecule to figure out if in fact, this Cheney had caught or whatever, something that changed. I mean, what happens if a blood clot shows up, you know, and he dies like coincident? Hey, he's 78 years old. He's the life expectancy is 77. He's on a 1 year borrowed time. As far as I'm concerned, this is the answer to Social Security.
Cheney's working on it right now.
He's working on it right now. The Social Security is going to be blasting this guy off and he doesn't have to get to collect. I mean, it seems to me once you've outlived, you know, kind of like in Logan's Run or something,
right.
You know, once you've outlived your life expectancy, it seems like we ought to turn it, you know, you ought to get a fluorescent, maybe day glow orange target on you, mm-hmm. and issue hunting licenses and, you know, and it seems like that's the one way you could fix this Social Security problem right off the bat. I mean, hey, look, you lived a good life.
Right.
Expectancy, mm-hmm. no problem. So, okay, go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt. Go ahead, Curtis.
Well, no, that's okay. I mean, you brought up a valid point. I mean,
of course it's valid.
the law says right now that if the bullet was a substantially contributing factor to the death, then it caused the death thereby.
Okay,
you know
okay now
I mean?
Let me ask you this. What happens if this bullet, if this BB or P or whatever the hell it is, works its way through and kills and works its way and lodges in his brain and kills him 8 years from now.
Then technically Cheney's responsible for the death and he could be sued in civil court and they could recover some cash.
What about 20 years from now?
Well,
the guy's 108. What happens?
Even in 8 years, Cheney's probably not going to make it another 8 years.
I don't think so.
Certainly not 20.
Well, now, wait a minute. What happens if Cheney has a heart attack because he had a grief over this guy? Can his heirs sue this guy for causing him? No, that's...
No, because he caused it or whatever, you know.
Caused his own heart attack.
Well, it'll be an interesting argument if that does happen, but we certainly hope that doesn't come to play.
So anything else on that?
No, not really. I mean, I accept that, you know, Cheney was out there hunting quail. I thought, you know, if I was defending him, I would just say, hey, the guy kind of looked like Dan Quayle.
But
that's right. You get all them vice presidents and people around them all look the same anyway. I can't tell them apart. That's right. That's good. Well, wasn't there some other legal thing that we want to talk to him about?
What about Mardi Gras?
No. Hold on. Now, there's you heard that Mardi Gras did go off on schedule as you predicted.
Yeah, it's going up, although they do have a restricted route for the parades in order to accommodate the police protection.
Right. Well, that's apparently only about half the people or fewer are showing up, A.
Well, now we reported on this shortly after Katrina for our listeners. In October, November.
Curtis and Jack made
predictions
that Mardi Gras would go off as scheduled. However, Jack, I believe you indicated.
I predicted it would be bigger than ever and womp, womp, womp. Not exactly the case.
No, not only that, let me tell you something that I find interesting. Normally, Mardi Gras is not subsidized by the city of New Orleans. That is to say, it's run privately, essentially. However, this year, the city is having overflowing coffers of wealth, had to subsidize the damn thing by $2.7 million.
Right.
Think about it. The place is practically still underwater in some of these, and they still managed to dig up I wonder if that's FEMA money or whatever.
You know what I wonder? I wonder if they have any kind of a little Venice ride.
Yeah,
both ways. Well,
a gondola ride through
the bridge. Well, we always wait.
Through the French Quarter. Huh?
They're now called the Italian Quarter. Right.
Exactly, you know. Exactly.
No, well, we always mentioned that this would give new meaning to the word float. There's no question. There's no question about that. So
Curtis was correct.
Curtis was correct, sort of,
I thought it would be bigger and better than ever also. I mean, I figured they'd clean that stuff up, bulldoze everything into the ocean, start over.
Wouldn't have to bulldoze far.
No, that's right. Well, actually, they would have to. When you think about it, New Orleans actually is quite a ways up the tidewater or whatever they call that stuff there.
Okay, into the lake.
Yeah, just throw it in the Lake Pontchartrain.
Right? That's right. It's already polluted.
New artificial reef.
New artificial. It's a conservation project.
That's right.
Curtis, I had this one thing. I was going to save it for light notes, but since you're here, how about this one? Man sentenced in sheep abuse case.
Sheep abuse?
Yeah, this guy was in Battle Creek, Michigan. He pleaded no contest to a sodomy charge involving a sheep. Now, he says that he should not have to register as a sex offender.
They're going to give him 3 to 7 years or something like that anyway, right?
2.5 to 20 years.
Well,
that's pretty broad range.
I could understand this if it was New Zealand. I mean, let's face it. They don't have no law.
Now, we have listeners in New Zealand.
Oh, God. Well, I know that, but they're sheep.
we need some feedback from our
listeners. This is their hot sheet. They're keeping track of these offenders.
It's called the Kuma Sheepra. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry. Battle Creek, Michigan. Yeah. Not a big sheep center of the world.
Apparently for this guy, it's
apparently
good
it is.
Enough, right.
So anyway, they want to register him. Can you imagine? They want to register him as a sexual predator. So I don't know if on the sexual predator website, if they determine if they had it broken out by animal, to let your little girl out, but not your pet sheep.
Sheep, right. Yeah, exactly.
Or anything that resembles a sheep, like your wife.
Good question. I mean, these days, there used to be a common law rule against bestiality, but I thought they did away with it by statute. So that the question is, how do you check to make sure the sheep didn't consent?
that's a good point.
I mean, that would be my defense.
I'd be saying it was consensual.
The sheep might have brought the bottle of wine.
But what did they get? Law and Order SVU or the rape kit or something like that?
Well, if they did that, then unquestionably this guy's going to be on the lam.
Sorry.
That's good. Yes, this guy's on the lam. Okay, good.
that just illustrates the further the point. That is, you can be convicted of something like that by accident. I mean, you can do rape by accident these days. You know, you can meet a girl in a bar. You think, well, she must be 21 because she's in here. And then, you take her home, and on the way home, she goes into the store and buys beer. So you figure, well, she's got to be 21. Heck, you could even card her.
And I figure she's 21.
And still, if she's
let's see, it says she's black and 6'2", but that's good enough for me. 5'6" blonde girl. Sure, no problem. I grabbed her. It was, hey, you know, it's makeup these days.
I'm sure that that mistake happens all the time.
Yeah, look at Michael Jackson.
So we need to raise a standard. We need to change it back to.
This guy needs to raise his standards, but go ahead.
I'm raising my standards right now.
I did. I ran up from a goat.
It was chickens before that. My pet rooster.
I really can't wait till I get up to show dogs.
They're good looking.
Exactly.
They're just you just should not be able to be subject to that much liability by accident.
I mean, yeah, I guess this gives new meaning to the word she's a dog.
No, really.
No, really. No, really, she is.
So I'm thinking
they were probably upset because it was the farmer's sheep. and the farmer was upset because it was his girlfriend. That's why he was upset.
Honey, do you want to have sex tonight? Oh, I guess not.
All right, well, moving on.
Wait a minute.
There's one more.
Do you want to have him talk about the kiss? Also?
Yeah, the kiss.
As long
of
as
death.
We're on sexual harassment, yeah. About the kiss. There was a guy who. Tell me about this one.
There was a guy who he was already had two kind of sexual offender
or some kind of convictions.
Anyway, he was an exterminator. And he was inspecting some kind of woman's home.
Like Arnold the Exterminator.
Like Arnold the Exterminator. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, he forcibly grabbed this woman and kissed her, but it was his third strike, so now he's in for life.
Three strikes, you're out of here.
Mm-hmm.
What state was this in?
One kiss.
What state?
It was in Oregon.
Salem, Oregon.
Salem. Isn't that where they had witch burning?
That was more around my part.
Massachusetts. Salem, whatever.
Yeah, right. Same
difference. Pacific Atlantic.
In prison in California, when two of their strikes were like traffic violations.
Yeah.
Right.
And it doesn't matter. It's three strikes and you're out. And it's really a shame. It really takes discretion away from the judgment, takes judgment away from the judges. You know, and they should change those three strikes rules. They're starting to, people are starting to appeal them en masse. Basically, because you're getting normal people going to prison for life. And, you know, we've got that here in Florida. You can go for a sex offense. You can go to Jimmy Rice Law. You don't even have to be convicted. You don't even have to be tried of the sex crime. And you can go to prison for life under Jimmy Rice.
Did they go to prison or they go to some sex house or whatever? Not a sex house. That's not right.
You call it what house. You want. It's a prison.
Do they have babes
like
there?
Prison.
They don't have any babes there, do they?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Well, you know.
I know. Okay. Is that about it? Are we done with Curtis?
Thanks for letting me chime in, guys.
Okay. Well, we'll see you when you get back.
Okay.
Okay. All see right. you later.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
All right, our erstwhile attorney.
That's it. That's great. Well, that was great fun. Okay, now, moving on. Should we talk about cartoons now?
Cartoons.
If you can imagine, there are riots across the Muslim world or whatever, a lot in Nigeria, 5,000 to 7,000. Exactly.
They sound just like that.
Exactly. But they have, in Denmark... Mm-hmm. Well, let me put it this way. Gosh, there's so much here. Nigeria, of course, they're kidnapping oil workers or whatever. Not kidnapping, but, you know, killing them off. They had 15 people or something died in the riot. Stompy, kids, everything, all over the cartoons. And then, of course, the guy in Italy, some congressman or whatever they have the equivalent of, parliament member, wore a shirt. Can you imagine? Talk about it. Here it is. People are riding all over. This guy wears a T-shirt with one of the cartoons on it.
Right.
Well, of course, he had to resign. Bye-bye. Then some cleric in Pakistan has offered $1 million bounty. And I'm thinking... Jimmy Doan might be able to really have a good thing here.
Is there somebody we can incarcerate? Robert, you're an artist.
I could do something.
Look, all we have to do is go kill this cartoonist, for God's sakes, and we make $1 million.
Right, well, we don't know who the cartoonist is.
Well, no, I'm sure this cleric would tell us.
How about if we just capture him? We don't really have to kill him. We'll capture him.
Well, there's a lot of things, or we could pretend. You know, we could do like the eraser. You know,
exactly. Set it all up.
We set it all up and have blood and everything else, and then put the guy in the witness protection room.
Oh, there he goes.
Yeah,
look
that's
at that.
Right.
Get a little, we hire David Copperfield to help us out.
What gets me, of course, about this, I've always said, let me back up just a little bit. Here in the United States, the president of the United States is basically inside a fortress all the time. I mean, you can't get near the White House. If you even fly an airplane, near it, there's Stinger missiles, the whole nine yards. And he goes with this massive protection. Every place goes. Denmark, Holland, those people. You can walk right up and say, hi, Queen, whatever, Queen Margarita, right, or whatever it is. I mean, Sweden. Nobody ever cares about these. Okay. Denmark, 5.5 million people live in Denmark. It's about half the size of Maine. And now they are like the center of practically the terrorist activity up there. I mean, they want to wipe Denmark off the map of all.
Well, it shouldn't take much then.
No, it should. No, that's right.
They could probably do that.
I would say they. Yeah, a little march up there, but it just.
Well, it's ridiculous.
Of course, it's ridiculous.
It's absurd.
But I mean, here's friendly little nice Denmark. They don't even. And I'll tell you, they speak a Scandinavian language. It's like a throat disease. Having been there, I've been there. I can tell you, it's
a lot of guttural sounds.
Lots of guttural sounds. I mean, it makes German sound slower. Yeah, exactly. That is precisely correct.
Well, we love our fans in Denmark, by the way. So.
Mm-hmm. I don't think we have any.
We do now.
Yeah, we do now. And the Queen of Denmark has put a $1 million bounty on Jimmy Doan. So. That's it. Okay.
Well, the Hangar Dogs had an interesting note about that I've been getting when you listen to their podcast about there was one entrepreneur that was selling Danish flags to burn in some of these countries.
Oh, this was amazing. No, not only Danish, but I think
and American. And he had a whole assortment. Right.
Can you imagine? Here you are in Egypt.
Flags to burn.
That's it. You're a Hamas person in the way. The way you make your money is you sell American, Danish, French, Italian flags.
Burn with lighter fluid, probably.
A flag burning kit.
Exactly, accessory kit.
That's right. Yeah, and then the accessory kit's extra. Here's the flag.
Right,
in case you don't have a lighter, a Bic that lights first time every time.
Right. American lighter.
An American lighter, that's right. Made in China. That's right. And no problem. That's exactly right.
And they also talked about, they changed the names of Danish rolls to roses for Mohammed buns or something.
Yeah.
Just so they can sell them over there.
That's right. Good. No, freedom fries. No, there's right, roses right, from. Yeah,
you got to go to Hangar Dogs. Listen to that show.
Yeah, Hangar. That is just about the funniest thing I've ever heard. So anyway, that's the cartoon. Still, if you can imagine, it is.
Well, 15 were killed in Nigeria over. Actually, 16. Now there was one more death. So,
well, what are they hoping to accomplish? What are they screaming?
It is.
What
well,
is
we
there?
Talked about a little about this in the last show. The simple fact is, it's like a date riot. I mean, they just basically, all they want to do is, it's entertainment. You know,
right,
apparently,
they
can't dance. Yeah. You know, you can't drink.
Clothed up.
They're all clothed. Yeah, the women are all clothed up. And I would imagine in the stomping, some of those clothes kind of get ripped off, a little bit.
No,
you get to see, an ankle, or a cheekbone or something, and, and do a little autoeroticism over that.
Right.
So it's sexual frustration.
No.
Probably.
And isn't it always?
Yeah.
I mean, look, let's face it, guys. This is what we do. We are mating machines, and that's all we do until we die.
If you screw with that, then things are going to happen like this.
Screw.
JimmyDoan.com.
Screw. That's right.
Operative word.
That's JimmyDoan.com. I was just thinking about putting one of those pixel things up on our site. I don't have to talk about that.
Yeah, yeah. We got that coming up. But also, there was I did see just one little side note on the... In Jakarta, Indonesia, of course, I didn't know we had an embassy there, but
we got embassies everywhere.
Yeah, I know. I figured that.
Well fortified.
But, exactly. It says the fortified American embassy. We are fighting Americans fiercely this time, and we are also fighting Denmark. And, of course, they're fighting this with, they say this, they tried to storm the gates brandishing wooden staves and lobbing stones. So...
Sticks and stones may break my bone. That's it. I guess maybe they're hoping to break a few bones
over there.
Bone this, buddy.
They were big sticks.
Yeah, large stones.
Against that big concrete wall.
Well, you can say what you want, but that, having been in that, seen that sort of thing, those people are not huge people. A large stick for them is, well, okay, I'm not going to go there.
Right. I got them all. Check this out. Hey, Charlie, come here. Look at this. This is cool.
Okay, so the next thing on the
space
list.
Space flight?
Space flight. There is a space flight gap. That's right. It reminds me of Dr. Strangelove. We're not going to have a mineshaft gap. They wanted to send everybody under. No, so we were getting ready to have a spaceflight gap.
Yep.
But I thought it was interesting that $16.7 billion is being allocated to NASA this year.
Well, explain what you mean by the gap.
Explain what you mean by billion.
Yeah, that's right. I need to know what
16,000 million.
When you say space shuttle gap.
Well, apparently they
I think if you actually stacked up 16 billion pennies, you'd be in space.
Let me do the math on that. Yeah. You might actually be able to get to the moon.
This is
the new moon thing.
It's actually 16 billion times 100. So it's 1,600 billion pennies if you could stack them up for that kind of money. That's your space elevator right there.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I'm saying, especially if you stack them on edge.
That's
you know, you really get
right,
up there.
Right, right.
I mean, that would be something else.
Hey, if you want to be part of our project, just go ahead and send us those pennies.
Pennies. Right. We will start our project.
JimmyDone.com. Start them coming.
Well, the gap is that the space shuttle itself is destined to. They're going to send up a couple more, I guess, and
then it's going to go away, and we don't have anything to replace.
It's going to go away, and the next one won't start for I don't know when. Bush wants to go to the moon or to Mars.
Okay.
And that's supposed to be 2020. They said that a lot of the research that was done in the late 60s on the Apollo has been, I don't know, lost or something. They dropped it.
Oops.
Yeah, oops.
Well, the engineers are all keeling over and
that's right. The engineers, right?
No,
and they're retired and everything. So
how long a gap are we
talking about? They said
years.
10 to 20 years.
10 to 20 years.
You got to train new engineers.
Train new.
All our kids are playing video games and doing drugs and going to raves.
Yeah. I'm in.
An American life.
Hey, it's what we do.
Right.
So kids aren't going to be able to grow up and be an astronaut anymore.
Engineer or anything.
Right, they can go to another country and do it.
Yeah, well, that's right. All of our engineers, all of our American engineers
gonna
will come from Bangalore.
No, people like Burt Rutan are going to pull it
off.
Well,
that was the thing, of course. If you give Burt $16.7 billion, I could guarantee. If you give him $1.67 billion, right. He'd
explain
do it.
Explain who Burt is.
Burt is the guy who's done he did the 61-mile thing, right? He won the $1 million
or
whatever.
Won the $10 million
prize. $10 million prize.
Mm-hmm. He's backed by Paul Allen from Microsoft.
Right.
And now he's backed by Richard Branson of Virgin Atlantic.
And so he won a contest, you're saying?
Well, he won the Ansari X Prize, which was the prize to take a pilot and two passengers up 100 kilometers, 62 statute miles, and come back down again. That had no government funding.
And
they had to do it twice within a two-week period.
Right.
Okay.
And so they didn't have to actually take people. They could use equivalent ballast. So they ballasted it out, and Mike Melville flew the first flight, and Brian Binney flew the second flight. And actually, I met both of them at the astronaut convention. Woo!
These were like ballasted. These were like blow up dolls, or what?
Actually, they believe it or not, which is a smart thing. They let everybody contribute some kind of trinket till they actually had things. So now everybody's got something that actually has been in space.
Oops, and they're available. And they're available
cool?
on eBay.
And they're probably available on eBay.
You
actually, they did sell it. God, I was bummed I didn't see it first, but the guy bought it from the Kansas Cosmodome or whatever, but they had a $2 bill, and it went up on both flights, and they sold it for $200. So.
Whoa.
I know. I should have got
cheap.
That.
I know.
Hey, we got $2 bills here for sale, too, for only $1.99.
We got $3 bills for sale for even less than that. So, anyway, but with the thing that gets me, of course,
So, Bert spent $20 million doing his $10 million.
Can you imagine? I mean, and there's 16 more. Mm-hmm. I mean, if they would just...
And he's got a reusable craft.
Right.
Right.
But, again,
it's not an orbital flight, but it's suborbital, which means you just pop up and pop
for
down.
16.7 billion.
Oh, he put it together. There's no question.
There's no question. I mean, Jimmy, we've had on our website, of mm-hmm. course, we've got our prototype
satellite. Right, because we want to broadcast around the world.
Right, we wanted to do the Rolling Stones.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
And, of course, Rolling Stones only drew 1.5 million
people in Rio.
In Rio this last weekend. Yeah. You can
say what you want to about the Stones, but they got their satisfaction.
Boy, I'll tell you, I imagine they're getting
60-something years old or whatever.
So when did the space shuttle, when are the shuttle flights
Well, that's the thing.
Exactly.
I mean, the thing that gets me about this is it's not like they don't have any volunteers. I mean, everybody, the thing could look like Swiss cheese, and they'd have people lined up like at a Walmart sale mm-hmm. wanting to get on this thing. It's not like they're mm-hmm. worried about they say they're worried about the astronauts. I guess they're worried about the actual craft itself because they're hard to replace. But like, so let's blow a few. Think about the gold that's at the bottom of the Atlantic, not even hardly digress. Think about the number of ships that came over here to get gold and silver in the 1500s or 1600s.
There's somebody 10,000 or something that are.
And we even, mm-hmm. exactly. And these people thought, nothing of it. Let's put 30 or 40 or 100 people on the boat, with ship, whatever
right
it is.
Right now, the odds of dying in the space are, what, 1 in 50 or something?
1 in 62.
Well, all right, there we are.
And what were the odds if you came over in a Spanish galleon?
Probably.
1 in 5.
But, I mean, it was actually.
I remember that study.
Yeah, something like half of all the gold in the world is at the bottom of the ocean.
Yeah.
And waiting to be found.
Well, you're a diver.
All right.
So let's go find it.
Well, I know.
Where is it?
I don't know.
Actually, they do know.
It's at the bottom.
No. Well, I'll tell you. Way to zero in on it. And it's actually on this planet.
That's right.
And it's in that ocean right now. I bet there's a lot of it actually even localized to the Caribbean.
That's true.
You know, well, what else do you need? Where's my metal detector?
That's the thing. You shoot down there in your luxury submarine and you shoot down in there and you look across the hurricane trail. That's where they, the paths,
Yeah, like
they dug a big trench,
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Well, they all kind of do a...
Well, we'll keep informed about space.
Yeah,
flight,
we will. And of course,
it'll be sad if
if we do find any substantial amount of gold...
You will never hear from us again.
That's right. This will be called pod fading. That's right. Pod fading. So, anyway, the last thing that I need to talk about that's of critical importance has to do with the Olympics.
The Olympic fever.
Olympic fever.
I've been watching some of the Olympics.
Have you?
I've been enjoying them. Apparently we're not doing as good as we had.
The United States, then.
Right, as NBC had forecasted.
Right.
That.
Well, they're doing something like more than 24 hours a day of taping or showing.
Right.
They show some on MSNBC and every place, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, they have.
The only time I flick through with, of course, my remote, as you know, the channel change button is welded down so that
it just cycles through.
So, but I've noticed that as it cycles through the NBC stuff, it's mostly women's curling for some reason.
I saw that, yeah.
Well,
I practice women's curling.
Well, they're pretty good at it. Apparently, I thought at first it was weightlifting, where you do curls. But no, it's this thing where they sweep the ice and send this thing down. And
that dirty ice.
Which I thought was... No.
I'll tell you, I got some dirty thoughts of them sweeping that dirty ice. I mean, those women have got some talent.
Well, let me tell you, obviously...
Both hands.
You can understand why it's women's... Women's curling, and it's funny because I'm surprised the feminists are not all over this because it's sweeping.
Right.
I mean, think about it. What are women? Hi, honey, would you sweep the house? No, I got to go practice my curling.
Right. Why don't you practice it on the living room?
Exactly.
So who's winning the curling? Is U.S. winning?
No, I don't think we're
in
the
running.
We suck on that. Yeah, suck across.
I've seen some of the snowboarding. I've seen some of the,
apparently we're tearing them up. We're tearing them up in the snowboarding.
Well, and the skiing, apparently we're not doing so well in the skiing.
No. We lost with somebody and the speed skating. I think we got one guy, didn't we? Get the
right. Oh no!
Oh no!
Apollo Antano Apollo.
No Apollo. Oh no!
Yeah, there we are. Oh no!
Oh no! Oh no!
That's his name.
There he is.
There he goes now.
So much for the bronze.
And Michelle, they said that the people watching the Olympics nosedove after Michelle Kwan.
Well, she left early.
Right. She said, I'm done. Can't do it. Sorry.
I would have at least hung around and stayed in the hotel for a week or two, wouldn't you?
Apparently she's got better things to do. Yeah, better things to do, right.
Yeah, she was offered a slot to be a commentator.
Really?
Yeah. And she said, nope.
No.
Why?
I wonder. Well, I don't know, but I was thinking that it might be because she figured she might be a little too catty when describing her would-be competitors.
But I know, but that's the point.
Yeah, that's half the fun. Exactly.
Hello.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, I mean, that's exactly why you'd want her. I mean, that's...
Her and Nancy Kerrigan and whoever else.
Yeah,
Tonya Harding.
And Jerry Springer.
And Jerry Springer, exactly.
We're home free, yes.
Right. Put that on our own channel.
Yeah, are you kidding? Ratings through the roof.
Get some ratings.
Right,
so how are the ratings doing?
Bad.
Oh.
Yeah, everybody... Turin is losing its ass. NBC is losing its ass.
Well, no, we've talked about this before. The host city always loses money.
Well,
always.
No,
we've talked about
one time. Where was it that they didn't lose money? I don't know if
one time out of how
it was in Rome about 2000 BC.
That's right.
That's right. And they had it there a lot. Right.
No, we've talked about this before in the show that Atlanta's still in debt.
Are they?
And absolutely. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, we still.
I knew people go into debt for decades.
In order, there we are.
Did you see all the money China's putting into buildings up?
Yes. Oh, that's right. China, of course, is there for which Olympics are they going to do in 2008?
Yeah, I mean they're dumping unmitigated amounts of money.
Well, of course,
they
got all our money.
Right.
Well, I mean, what better to spend it on?
It's already made in China.
That's right. They don't have to ship it that far.
That's right.
You know, you're not going to see much stuff says made in USA.
Right.
No, the fact is that we were running a, you know, $200 billion trade deficit with China, so they're just using some of that money, I guess, to build their Olympic stadium.
Olympic stadium.
It's like found money.
Right.
Yeah. Now,
have one building that's got it's got all the walls, or at least one wall has got all these. It's a huge TV screen, so if you're going to be standing outside and watch what's going on inside the place.
Cool.
Now, this is the Summer Olympics for
Summer.
Yeah, for a while.
2008.
Yeah. So it'll be fun. Summer Olympics, I think, are more fun than Winter Olympics. Suck as far as I can't see this Winter Olympics. I mean,
well, you know,
you don't get to see any of the scantily clad babes.
Exactly.
I'm in tune with you, Jimmy. Yeah. I know.
Can you imagine? You see maybe a good-looking girl or something doing the skiing, and she's dressed like Frosty the Snowman for God's sakes. I mean, not exactly.
Except for the ice skating. Chicks.
How do you know she doesn't look like Frosty the Snowman?
Right. She may very well. I suppose it might inflame the passions of some Muhammad guy or whatever has never seen that much of a woman.
Right.
But other than that,
she's nude for him.
Yeah. That's right. Look at that. There's a wrist.
Right.
Oh my God.
But then of course in the Summer Olympics,
I'm having the big O right now.
But of course in the Summer Olympics, the Hanger Dogs would say you unfortunately have to see some banana hammocks.
That's right. That's right. In the diving.
That's right.
Right.
Exactly.
That's right. There's a big dive. I'm loving it.
Well, we have another week of the Olympics, so maybe we'll talk about it a little more as it goes along.
It's only a couple weeks long, is that it?
It's 13 days or 14 days, I think.
Yeah, wow.
13 days.
A couple weeks.
Yeah.
I thought it was like a month or something.
It seems like it.
Seems like just dragging on.
No, it reminds me a little bit of when we get on PBS here, they have Pledge Week that goes for like 3 weeks.
Right.
And never.
Yeah.
You know.
By the way, today's Pledge Week at Jimmy Dolan.
That's right.
Send your money.
That's right.
We need your money.
That's right. We're going to actually, they always talk on some of the podcasts I listen to.
Did you set up the PayPal yet for Jimmy at JimmyDolan.com?
Sorry, donations.
No.
Okay.
$100 donations accepted.
Right. So we don't have an actual physical address.
Well, we will. No, we'll work on that. Right. But in the meantime, won't stop our gentle listeners from putting the money in a jar someplace and waiting.
Please.
And just mark it, Jimmy Dolan. And actually, you can go down to your local 7-Eleven, you know, put one of those big, you know, 10-gallon jars or whatever for Jimmy Dolan, whatever.
Right.
We're not proud.
That's right. Like, help Jerry's kids.
Yeah. Help Jimmy.
Help Jimmy's kids.
This is so cool. If you do JIMMY, if you do it just the right way, it looks like Jerry. If you kind of smudge it a little bit, and then, you know, who's to know?
No, right. You smudge that pot on.
Smudge it just a little bit, and we put a picture of, put a little Photoshop.
Well, like a silhouette. Like they do at the Jerry Lewis telethon, but we'll just do your silhouette.
That's right.
And then it'll look, it's close.
Yeah. And nobody's lying.
Nobody's lying.
Help Jimmy's kids.
Help Jimmy's kids.
Jimmy's kids.
Knees.
That's right. So that's good. Close enough.
Close enough.
It was just kid, and then just any Y, a little tiny print, and then the S.
Right.
That's right. Help Jimmy's kidney.
Okay. Superscript.
Okay, so how are we doing on time? I'm about almost.
2:52. We got a few more minutes.
Okay, 2:52 what?
252 hours straight.
It's 2:52, and Jack Rhodes said he wanted to go at 3:05.
Ah!
3:05.
So you have to do Mark Marty.
Yeah, but that was 3:05.
In case you're interested, Jimmy has a math degree, but it's all wrapped up in differential equations.
You want to do a
Laplace transform?
Did you want to talk about Top Crop Pot? Jimmy takes a swat over there, right?
The pot, a top crop for Washington State. It's interesting to me that Washington State, they're up in that liberally typed northwest area, Oregon, Washington.
Spokane,
yeah. The top crop.
We're on to light notes here. Is that what it is?
Ain't that light. I mean, the fact is it's we're
on, good pun there.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
These are the high notes before the light notes.
That's right. high and light, light that high. Okay, good.
Well, they're pretty, as you said, they're pretty liberal over there. So it's their,
and
their
so anyway, but I mean,
number one.
They
what
have
else
a picture here
growing?
Of this thing, AP story. That
it looks like, you know, soldiers carrying Christmas trees.
That's exactly what it does. And it's the, but it's the
it's
top
Christmas
commodity.
Every
I mean, the
day.
Fact is that,
well, who are they selling?
Yeah, it is Christmas every day. Like, who cares? That's right. The deal is that it is now the top producing crop in Washington State. I mean, the thing that sucks is that if the government had any brains at all, they'd just legalize the hell out of it, tax it. They could retire their debt or whatever they want.
It'd be over within a month.
That's it. 135.
Well, how do they know it's the top crop, as you're saying, if it's illegal? Who are
well,
they?
Well, that's right. Yeah, if they know where it is.
Well, they've confiscated 135,323 plants. Worth an estimated $270 million. So I guess their next crop isn't worth the $270 million. I mean, $270 million is a chunk of change.
Well, what's their next crop? But what do they grow there?
Well, it was cherries.
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 And, of course, they apples. You know, they have apples up there.
Like Washington apples.
That's right. And pears and stuff like that.
All right.
Where's Harry and David? Aren't they up there in that neck of
Well, that's because you can buy an apple for about a quarter.
That's true. But and a single plant's worth $2,000. Right.
But, you can buy, but you can buy a quarter for about $50.
There you go. And that is the way it works.
So, that's, right.
Yeah, that's good. No, I mean, it's just it's phenomenal to me when you think about it. Yeah, it's a light it up. Okay. But I mean, here's a law enforcement. I'm seeing this picture shows the law enforcement officials trudging with the marijuana, like you say, looks like Christmas trees. And when you have to count the number of law enforcement officials that start the march and the number that end, there it is, a couple of guys missing. Where's old friend?
We keep losing these people.
Yeah, I don't understand.
They don't have any problem getting the volunteers.
No, that's right. That's right. He retired early. He retired halfway through the march.
And of course, the what did they call
it? I mean,
it?
This guy, look, when I think about this, he's carrying this. If each plant's worth $2,000, this guy's carrying about $50,000 worth of marijuana right here, just right here, $50,000.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not bad.
And you notice that the sale of phony uniforms have gone up quite a lot.
You know, and then
the badge industry is skyrocketing.
What about badges? What about badges?
Badges.
Oh, no, tell me about badges. Again.
Badges.
Hold on, just hang on.
Badges. We don't need no stinking badges.
No, well, I think this guy who is, I'm guessing that the guy who's making the flags for burning in what you call it is making the fake uniforms.
He could be.
Yeah, I mean, this is an entrepreneurial thing. I've been certainly worth it.
This one soldier has exceptionally long hair.
What's that glass thing he's holding in his hand?
It's like a glass ceramic type. It must be a holster for his gun or something.
That's right. You get a gun for his holster.
You blow the brains out with it, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah. Okay.
We got some light notes, don't we? I think.
Yeah, just a couple.
All right.
The only little light note, somebody has rated the 10 worst blunders of presidents. And when I want to go into, I'm going to look at this more. This was just like yesterday, the day before. The scholars, of course, what would you do without experts? They rate the 10 worst blunders. And of course, they said, where does Monica Lewinsky's scandal or Bill Clinton's scandal rank? And many scholars said it belonged at number 10.
Number 10 being the least of the 10.
Yeah. Number one is the worst, whatever it is. Okay. But my point is that it wasn't the Monica Lewinsky scandal or whatever, it was the stain that was the blunder. I mean, you talk about
oops.
I mean, you know, whose idea was it to let the stain out of the Oval Orifice? I don't understand that part. That was the blunder.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
That was number one. Can you imagine? I mean, okay. I don't have
any. But an effect on the country, like, big deal, you know.
Well,
Nobody died over it.
No, but he was impeached, and it was a pretty big deal.
Oh, I know it was a big deal.
Of course, it depends on what the definition of is.
What the definition of impeached is. What the definition of stain is. I don't know. Stain on the presidency. I guess that gives meaning to the stain on the presidency.
Well, so do you
have number one?
I was going to say, do you have the list of 10?
Yeah, I do.
Let's go down real quick.
Okay, and number one, they said.
Let's just do number nine.
Number nine. Okay. Ronald Reagan and the Iran-Contra affair.
Who?
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
And John F. Kennedy, Bay of Pigs invasion.
Yeah. All right, well.
Which led to the Cuban Missile Crisis.
Okay.
Number seven, Thomas Jefferson's Embargo Act of 1807, a self-imposed prohibition on trade with Europe during the Napoleonic Wars. Of course, also, Jefferson, that was why we got the Louisiana country.
All right.
Number six, James Madison's failure to keep the United States out of the War of 1812 with Britain. Yeah. Number five, Richard Nixon's involvement at the Watergate cover-up. Number four... Yeah, okay. Number four, Woodrow Wilson's refusal to compromise on the Treaty of Versailles after World War I. Number three, Lyndon Johnson for allowing the Vietnam War. Number two, Andrew Johnson's decision after the Civil War to side with the Southern whites. Of course, who knows? Nobody even... Andrew... Yeah, okay, right. And number one, the number one blunder, according to scholars, is... drumroll, please, and... President James Buchanan for failing to avert the Civil War.
And,
yeah. Like, it could have been avoided.
Let's all blame it on one guy.
Yeah, no, mm-hmm. I mean, that was going to happen. From the day they signed the Constitution, the Civil War was going to happen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So,
well, I know
how about, like, backing Saddam Hussein and Osama bin Laden? And,
yeah, no.
You know, no, they didn't make it in here, huh?
We're not scholars. They are.
Oh, that's true.
Scholars. You know, what would the world do
I
without
keep forgetting
experts?
Yeah.
What would the world do without scholars and experts? So, right. Yeah, that's right. They,
sticking our noses in everybody's pie.
That's right.
That?
I got nothing. And I got paid for this.
Yes.
I mean, somebody actually got paid for coming up with this list. Can you imagine? And we don't get paid for publicizing it. Yeah.
We don't get paid. Right.
Okay. Light notes?
I mean, I just got two real quick ones.
Okay,
so,
go ahead.
Couple plans to marry at funeral home.
Oh, yes. that's funny.
I thought that was pretty funny. I figured, you know.
What are they, a goth couple? Or
No. What happened was, they were at the same funeral, bereaving loved ones
or
something?
Yeah, they mourned the death of their spouses whatever. I figured it was just the guy was... Figured it, you know, might as well get married at a funeral home because my life's over.
Well, isn't that the script for the new movie called Funeral Crashers? this is where you meet the babes.
Exactly, babe. I'm so sorry.
Sorry. Here,
hey, boy, what a sequel. There we go. We could write that.
No,
one.
We could write that tomorrow. No problem.
You're all there.
Let's assuage our grief together.
Here, you assuage on this.
That's right. I swayed my banana in my hand.
Right. And the only other thing that I have a light note on here. Let me cue up my little track. Some people you might remember this song.
Yes!
Top Gun!
Wait a minute. Let it play for a minute. But we're waiting for that cease and desist order.
Exactly. Why not?
Kenny Loggins. You know, like, hey, Kenny!
Call him up.
And the light note with this is?
They're retiring the Tomcat.
No!
Yep.
Oh, no. Wait a minute. How long has that been in?
It's been in, the Tomcat has been around since 1974. So,
30 years.
Yeah, 30
and,
years.
But that's kind of normal for... I mean, the B-52 is 100 years or something?
The B-52 is kind of funny. I heard a story about that. When they officially retire the B-2 stealth bomber, those crews will ride home from Missouri on a B-52.
No.
Yep.
Oh,
so
my God.
It will have been in service for 100 years.
Oh, my God.
Yep. So you talk about a successful design. But of course, it's been through a few modifications, but still.
I think that everything, including the door handles, has been replaced on those over the years. I mean, everything.
Right.
You know, just... Yeah. Well, I'd love to have the spare parts consortium on that baby. Of course,
I wonder how many
Boeing
they made.
Yeah. Oh yeah, no question.
But anyway, so they're retiring the Tomcat. It's being taken over by the Super Hornet, which apparently can carry more payload. Which I was kind of shocked to hear about because the Tomcat uses two Pratt & Whitney F-100 engines, as far as I remember, and I thought the F-18 didn't have that kind of blast. But anyway, that's
well, but it has alien technology.
Well, that's true.
That's the other part of it.
Area 51. Yeah, it says right here, actually.
That's right.
From Area 51.
They were made out there. That's right. No, it gets a lot of lift from the anti-grav alien technology.
Right. And, of course, yeah, it only weighs 15 ounces, apparently, according to the metal it's made out of. So,
yeah, that's right. So there you are. There you are.
Okay, well, that makes sense now. So I guess the hangar dogs might understand. They work that's in right. the field and stuff like that.
That's right. They're at the hangar.
That's
right.
They are hangardogs.
Oh,
com.
Is that rhymes with booze hounds?
In fact, it does. That's in Swahili.
That's right. Hang our dogs means booze hound in Coloradoese. Hey, buddy.
That's about all I got.
Okay,
Robert, you got anything else you want to add?
Nope.
Anything
that's
fun?
That's good.
Robert used to play for the, or you still do, the Blue Man Group?
Yep, still going.
Still going.
10 years in Boston.
Wow.
Frightening.
So, wow. Is
frightening.
I thought you'd be more blue in person.
Yeah, well, for Jimmy, I stripped down to the basics, yeah, so to speak.
Not a picture I want to see.
Wait, let me rephrase that.
Yeah.
So it's been going 10 years. So you've been there how long?
10 years.
Oh my God!
Since before the beginning.
Wow, that's freaky.
I like that.
Well, they must be paying you okay, I guess.
Here and there. Not what you'd think, as much as you'd think, but.
But
I'm eking out a living in the music business.
There you go.
Are you playing anywhere else around? Are you doing any solo gigs or anything like that?
Just stuff here and there, but that's the main
so
thing.
So where can folks come see a Blue Man Group in Boston?
Yeah, where is that?
Was it 5 days a week? What?
It's usually Tuesday or it's depending on the week.
How sober you are.
But Mondays are off, but Tuesday or Wednesday through Sunday at the Charles Playhouse Boston.
All right.
Cool. Where can they get tickets for that?
Ticketmaster. The door?
Ticketmaster.
Ticketmaster.
Or you can go to the box office and 617-426-6912
is the
number.
Say a little slower.
Let me say that again.
617.
Let me try again.
That's the area code 617.
Yeah, right.
Okay, and
then the number is... No. 426-6912. If you want to see it. And it is a good show.
Cool.
Really good.
No, we know that Jimmy will personally endorse this because this guy is really good.
Yeah, he is phenomenal.
Genius.
So what about, how much are the tickets they run around? $100?
No, less than that.
Okay, good.
So.
Okay, yeah. Good. Well, then that's all we need to know.
Exactly.
That's right. You know, if you round it off, it's under that. That's close
and
enough.
A very small proceeds do help Jimmy's
a crew.
Kids.
That's right. That's right. That's right. Kids. That's right. Yeah. All right. I think we're done.
All right.
That's a great show. Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
Been a pleasure.
Nice.
Jack Rhodes, good to see you.
Yeah, good to be here, Jim.
And, and Robert, anytime, you know that, buddy.
Thank you. Yeah, great to be here.
Oh, it's fabulous.
We need to get out of the campus and go have a brewski at the Porpoise or something.
Yes, indeed.
Check out some
scenery.
Scenery, right.
Yeah, just scenery. We need to get some babes on this show, by the way, to light it up.
I know.
Yeah, and while you're down there at the Porpoise, see if some of those babes would like to come over here.
Like the twins?
The twins would work. The twins would work. We can actually put those pictures on iTunes now.
Okay, good.
So we're going to have to work on that.
All right. Well, they allow those kinds of pictures on iTunes?
You bet.
All right. Excellent.
That's right.
They do now.
They do until they get taken off. No problem. All right. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. And we'll
see
you.
At Jimmy@JimmyDone.com.
Jimmy@JimmyDone.com.
And
don't forget to leave us a vote on
one of your favorite podcasts. I just registered for another 30 of them or something. So we're pretty much everywhere now.
And on iTunes, you can write a review.
Yep.
Appreciate it. Thank you so much. Tell your friends. Yeah, we notice you. People are telling your friends, by the way. We have noticed the cluster bomb effect.
Cluster bomb.
So every time we get one hit from, you know, some zip code, and all of a sudden there'll be six more of the surrounding zip codes as everybody listens. But we appreciate it.
Yeah, we really do.
Talk to you guys later, and until next time, bye-bye.